It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
The more informed you become, the more most in society will reject you. Such is the nature of our species. Should those who are awake allow such resistance to deter their efforts to sound the alarm? Should such a question even be dignified with an answer? Seeking out and responding to verifiable facts, however shocking and unpleasant, is not just an option, it's a moral responsibility. How close are we to a paradigm shift? Stay tuned, consider the data, and connect the dots. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for June 9th, 2018. This is a commercial-free program brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org. It's broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Saturday mornings from 6 AM to 7, Sunday mornings from 7 AM to 8. Global Alert News also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, Wednesdays, 2 PM Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Reading area, the latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. These materials include hard-hitting, must-see information on vaccine dangers and what 3,000 of the world's top architects and engineers have to say about the completely false official narrative on 9/11. Moving on, the very, very devoted ally in the fight for the common good to sound the alarm on geoengineering, the Gem Fair events. Next week, Salt Lake City, June 15th through June 17th at the Mountain America Exposition Center. And I want to say about the owner of the Gem Fair group, he's one of the most selfless, dedicated to the greater good individuals I've ever met. My deepest gratitude to him for helping us sound the alarm. Again, a geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth at each of these events with free geoengineeringwatch.org materials. You can get into the events for free if you're there to get the Geoengineering Watch materials. Just state so at the ticket gate. Again, an announcement on the upcoming annual geoengineeringwatch.org public awareness event with updated data from the front lines of biosphere collapse. Perhaps this will be our last annual event. Who can say? The links in the chain are falling out rapidly. We will do everything we can at this event to bring everything critical to light, free materials. There will be speakers there that can shed light on the degree of government cover-up of incredibly dire issues like the climate engineering assault. This event, again, July 28th at the Shasta County Fairgrounds in Anderson, California. I apologize that the event flyer is not quite finished, but should be in the coming days. Former government scientist, a former EPA whistleblower, will also be joining us to make statements, along with a fully updated geoengineering and climate collapse state of the world PowerPoint presentation by me. The event will be on Saturday, again, July 28th, again, Shasta County Fairgrounds, Anderson, California, in conjunction with the Gem Fair event, also taking place at the fairgrounds. If you simply stayed again at the ticket booth, you're there for the geoengineeringwatch.org event, you will be admitted for free. Help us support the attempt to sound the alarm in these final hours. Again, the event is free to the public. There will be free materials there, very easy access parking adjacent to the event building. There'll be an extended question and answer session immediately after the speakers present. We hope to have a full event flyer, as I stated, and posted by next week. I hope all who are able to come join us at this critical awareness-raising event will do so. We also hope to have some extremely important, as of yet unannounced, guests in attendance. Moving on. As has been stated on this broadcast so many times, those in power are well aware of the inevitable paradigm collapse that is already unfolding around the globe. These core groups of power, those who control the central bankers, are becoming increasingly desperate to maintain the current paradigm and their stranglehold on power for as long as possible. To accomplish this, they must control the narrative. They must control the flow of information. Follow me through the next several reports and connect the dots. First, this new report from LiveScience.com. Study, quote, civilization doomed by overconsumption, wealth, and inequality. Here's an excerpt from the bottom line of this report. If the population overconsumes its resources, a collapse results from which there is no recovery. Resources, wealth, and population all go to zero. Next, this recently published scientific study, which was posted at resilience.org. Study title, Biological Annihilation Via the Ongoing Sixth Mass Extinction. Excerpt from that report. Human beings are now waging war against life itself as we continue to destroy not just individual lives, local populations and entire species, in fact, in vast numbers, but also the ecological system that make life on Earth possible. By doing this, we are now accelerating the sixth mass extinction event in Earth's history and virtually eliminating any prospect of human survival. For how many years have I stated and tried to make clear that there would come a time when such truths could not be hidden any longer? If we remain on the current course, near-term global omnicide is inevitable. It's inevitable. The longer we stay on this course, the more inevitable it becomes. Bear with me to the end of this program and find out what you can do to help us change course. But continuing with these dots and the power structure's attempt to control the narrative, to pacify the populations until the last possible moment, consider this next report that shines a desperately needed light on the metastasizing Orwellian society nightmare that we now find ourselves swimming in. How is it that America is now just another censored police state? Because there are legions of willfully blind order followers that have so far not shown the courage to open their eyes, have so far not shown the courage to face the truth, and have so far not shown the moral fortitude to do their part toward helping to expose and halt the unfolding insanity that's closing in from every side. How blatant are the power structure's efforts to control the narrative? How desperate are they to completely control the flow of information? Consider this next headline report against the backdrop of the two previous reports I just covered. Here's the headline. Facebook security officer, quote, not all speech is created equal. Alex Stamos, Facebook's chief security officer, presented an overview of the Orwellian censorship regime implemented by the world's largest social media company last week at an annual military conference in Tallinn, Estonia. Speaking before an audience of generals, intelligence agents, and U.S.-aligned Eastern European politicians, Stamos warned that millions of, quote, people who feel they have been ignored or oppressed are using Facebook to, quote, push for radical politics, in his opinion. The speech was an account of how the company is partnering with the U.S. and other governments throughout the world to control public discourse online, with the primary but unstated aim of suppressing access to anti-war viewpoints. Translated, they're suppressing any and all sources of information that do not go along with the official narratives of military-industrial complex propaganda, deception, and lies. Continuing from the report, Stamos was speaking at a SICON conference sponsored by the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, on cyber war and psychological operations. The very presence of a social media company at such an event, just a few hundred miles from NATO's heavily militarized border with Russia, makes clear the extent to which the U.S. technology giants have been integrated into the U.S. military intelligence apparatus and its international operations. Stamos began by pointing to a map of the social connections facilitated by Facebook. Quote, as the people who have drawn those lines and given folks the ability to make those connections, Stamos said, Facebook has the, quote, responsibility to understand and mitigate, in other words, censor. He continues, the risks that its platform might be, quote, used for bad, which he called an attack against the, quote, ideals of Facebook, which again are simply to propagate the official military-industrial complex narrative. Report continues. First, Stamos said Facebook is seeking to, quote, combat, quote, fake news through, quote, changes in the news feed that surface this content to people. They control who sees what. Make that clear. I've stated the amount of censorship happening with geoengineeringwatch.org at this moment. Been getting radically worse in recent weeks. Continuing from the report, but instead of seeking to determine if a piece of news is, quote, fake, Facebook is carrying out mass profiling of news sources by, quote, looking into metadata around the people who have created the account, the news site that's running it, to evaluate whether it's, quote, trustworthy. Through this Orwellian censorship regime, Facebook segregates news organizations into categories and determines how many people are able to view their postings on that basis. Total censorship. Report continues. In other words, the company's evaluation of whether a piece of news is, quote, fake is determined not by whether it's accurate, factually grounded, or verifiable, but rather by who posts it. The logical implication is that if one of Facebook's, quote, partners in the establishment media, i.e. mainstream media, posts a story, no matter how inaccurate, biased, or poorly sourced, Facebook will still promote the mainstream media propaganda as, quote, trustworthy. Facebook's policy on, quote, fake news, in other words, is political blacklisting. In order to block, quote, foreign influence operators, Stamos, Facebook security officer, said Facebook is carrying out, quote, manual investigations of organized groups, end quote, and it's using a machine learning to find bad actors at, quote, scale across billions of users. Stamos continued with this, to stifle the political statements of the broader public, listen carefully, is open political censorship, which he admits. For that reason, Facebook must be careful not to appear to stifle public discourse, he continues, but to block the, quote, effectiveness of the public in participating in, quote, organized campaigns. Total flow of information manipulation. That's what this is. Stamos continues, our responses here have to be very, very careful because part of free expression means that sometimes people are going to say stuff you don't agree with, as I stated, that doesn't fit the official military-industrial complex cancer narrative. Stamos continues, we want to implement product enhancements to make sure that we are reducing the effectiveness of these people, like geoengineeringwatch.org, for example. He continues, Facebook product enhancements include redirecting users to content that Facebook approves of, again, that parrots the official narrative. Stamos continues, in the company's view, however, the fact that it acts, i.e. Facebook, as a communications platform gives it the paternalistic obligation to police what its users say and block their speech if the company disagrees with it. The report continues, the social content of these ideals is made clear by the military intelligence audience the Facebook representative was speaking before. Over the course of the past 2 years, Facebook has come under relentless pressure from the U.S. government to serve as an agent of the state intelligence forces to censor and suppress oppositional views on its platform. Continuing on the report, leading advocates of censorship, including Democratic Senator Mark Warner and Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, have made clear that the company will face intense regulatory and public pressure if it does not comply with their demands to stifle political opposition online. And make no mistake, it's not a Democratic-Republican issue. Both two sides of the same coin. Report continues, in doing so, Facebook is acting as an agent of the American police state, doing its dirty work to subvert the public's constitutionally protected freedoms of speech and assembly. In perhaps his most ominous statement, Stamos, the security agent for Facebook, concluded by calling for broader social changes in line with the measures Facebook has already taken. Quote, our societies overall are going to have to start to adapt to the idea that not all information is created equal, end quote, he concluded. His conclusion hearkens to the motto of the pigs in George Orwell's Animal Farm, quote, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. Final statement from this report. with the vast majority of written communications taking place online, Facebook's actions together with other technological companies constitute the largest, most comprehensive regime of censorship in human history, outside of and in contradiction to fundamental constitutional and human rights. Facebook claims the right to determine what billions of people read and say. That's the Orwellian state we live in. From weather warfare to resource depletion to power structure desperation, the world we have known is unraveling. Darkening horizons, perpetual propaganda, and deepening denial. Such are the themes of the day. Still, in spite of the public's general resistance to the truth, many dedicated activists have summoned the courage to help sound the alarm. To each and every one of them, my deepest gratitude. Let's march on in this battle. Continuing, let's cover the latest headlines from the front line of biosphere collapse. Afterwards, I will cover the latest reports from power structure desperation, reports of power structure desperation that is ultimately a reaction to the unfolding biosphere unraveling and resource depletion. And I will give instructions on what everyone can and must do to help us change direction. Bear with me. Let's connect the dots. How is the human race treating the environment? Let's start with this side note headline report. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch is growing from that report. The garbage patch in the Pacific Ocean is now 3 times the size of France, treating the oceans like a giant toxic waste dump. To be clear, if the oceans die, we will die, and they are dying by the day. Before continuing with other frontline headlines of biosphere collapse, listen to this headline, search it online, and view the heartbreaking 30-second video attached to this story. From multiple sources, tragic video of orangutan trying to save his home from illegal logging. Truly a heartbreaking video. One that we should all pay attention to and understand. If we remain on the current course, we will also soon enough find ourselves in the same plight as this desperate orangutan. Hope all search that video out, watch it, consider the ramifications. Moving on, there's this new headline report to consider. This is from multiple sources, and let's not forget the orangutan story I just mentioned. We will all sink or swim together. We are all floating on the same boat. If it sinks, we all go down together. Headline, coastal communities saw a record number of high tide flooding days last year. Increased flooding trend is likely to continue. How can it not continue? There's no likely. There's no may. There's no if. There's no might. Ice is melting around the globe. That will raise sea levels. And reports to the contrary, and those who believe those reports, are not helping our cause. They're not helping the cause of exposing what's unfolding around us all. Learn your facts. Investigate headlines. Don't blindly post anything that suits your particular ideology. That's not a quest for truth. That's not fighting for the greater good. Investigate what you post and share with others if you want to help in the fight for the greater good. Another headline from ABC News and other sources. Extreme heat and drought igniting wildfires in the Southwest. The East, referring to U.S. East, finally dries out. Why is that important? Because as I've stated in so many broadcasts, as I've tried to drive home this point, only when there's enough moisture for the climate engineers to use patented processes of chemical ice nucleation can they cool things down temporarily and toxically. That's what's occurring. Without that moisture, conditions begin to heat rapidly. And though after a front moves through, there may be a day or two of cooler temperatures, that air heats up rapidly still. Only temporary conditions. And let's also consider and remember the climate-engineered high-pressure zones created with the use of global ionosphere heaters located around the globe. This is not speculation, theory, or hypothesis. These facilities exist. They can be used and are being used to heat the ionosphere to astoundingly high temperatures. This can create high-pressure domes of compressing air that spin clockwise in the northern hemisphere. Why would they do this? Because these clockwise rotations help them to spin that moisture where they want it. Low pressure zones as well. So picture a fan belt going around various pulleys, going different directions, some clockwise, some counterclockwise. That's how they spin and control the jet stream to deposit moisture where they want it to create short-term chemical cool downs with patented processes of chemical ice nucleation to create certain segments of the population, the most densely populated generally, the most densely populated zones. Why? To continue the confusion and division as to the true state of the climate, to mask the severity of climate collapse until the last possible moment to avoid public panic so they can retain their control as long as possible. They're not trying to avoid public panic for the greater good. In fact, the only way we have any chance of changing directions is if the public wakes up and understands the severity and immediacy of what's unfolding. All of us who are already awake need to fuel that process of awakening as fast as possible. Moving on, from multiple sources, there is this headline report. Record-breaking heat continues across Europe. Temperatures hit new highs and storms show no signs of easing across many European countries. Much of this we don't hear about in America, do we? Not where we're watching all the theater designed to distract us for as long as possible. From this report, Europe's weather has been stuck in a pattern that has resulted in record-breaking temperatures and severe storms. Again, remember the analogy I gave of a fan belt going around various pulleys, high and low pressure zones created by climate engineering processes. They can create various weather scenarios and hold them in place as long as they choose. The geoengineers control the spigot. They control the upper level wind currents at this point, something that must be remembered. The report continues what is known as an omega block, again, controlling and holding in place certain patterns, has been stuck over the continent for more than a month. This type of high pressure system, I just spoke about how those are created, is often very persistent and associated with building heat waves. Again, compressing air, heating the ionosphere, air compresses, compressing air begins to heat. That's how they spin the upper level wind currents, though. High pressure zones, northern hemisphere, spin clockwise, part of the rotations that I spoke about directing weather patterns. Report continues, record temperatures have been recorded in many European countries. Germany, Finland, Denmark, and United Kingdom, and Croatia all reported the warmest May in at least a century. And that's something they say in many of these reports. They try to paint the picture that, oh, this has all happened before. Not true. Not true. It's just like the underreporting of temperatures that I've tried to bring to light again and again and again. High temperatures are not being overreported, they are being radically underreported. What does that mean? It means it is already much hotter than we are being told. And the superheating of the oceans, collapsing of crops, all are a reflection of that. And nighttime low temperatures rising twice as fast as daytime highs. Why? Because the heat is not dissipating back into space. Why? Because the buildup of greenhouse gases, including methane, and climate engineering that can create short-term toxic cooldowns, as I mentioned, is also trapping more heat than it's deflecting, fueling the process overall. Something to remember. Final statements from the report. The Netherlands experienced the warmest May in 300 years. How would they know that? Were they really familiar with temperatures 300 years ago enough to make this statement? But always they paint the picture that it's happened before, thus to try to put the population back to sleep. We are in uncharted territory, make no mistake. Final statement again from this report. There is no sign of the weather pattern changing anytime soon, with warmer expected to continue across much of Central and Southern Europe, as well as the associated threat of thunderstorms. Remember, we just had the warmest May ever recorded in the U.S. also. From AccuWeather, this headline, record-challenging heat wave to scorch the central U.S. this week. Last week, high temperatures in many places will peak as much as 15 to 20 degrees above normal, AccuWeather meteorologist Brett Rathburn said. In some places, it's far warmer than that still. From USA Today and other sources, May was the warmest on record. I stated that, breaking the mark set during the Dust Bowl. Many shattered heat records across the U.S. as sizzling warmth was reported nationwide. Federal scientists announced last Wednesday. In addition, not only was it the warmest May on record across the country, but almost 8,600 local heat records were also broken. On May 28th, the temperature in Minneapolis soared to a record 100 degrees, the city's earliest 100-degree reading on record. buckling roads, straining air conditioners, and triggering air quality alerts. Those who continue with the unbelievably absurd and false narrative that the planet is cooling, understand this. That narrative serves the geoengineers and the power structure. And that's the reason why they create small localized events like snow over the pyramids, snow over the United Arab Emirates, or places where it's never snowed before, or the record snows in Boston, or the record snows in Erie, Pennsylvania. Small geographic areas, but creating the headlines they need to propagate certain narratives that help to cover the tracks of the climate engineers. If you want to help expose and stop climate engineering, get your facts straight. Understand that these engineered cool downs are exactly that. Engineered. The planet overall is in total meltdown. As I stated last week, we have just passed the 401st consecutive month of above normal global temperatures. Again, for the record, acknowledging frontline facts is in no way to support those who are trying to make money, the disaster capitalists, off the disintegrating climate, people like Al Gore. It doesn't mean we support them at all. As I've stated before, to acknowledge a war, to admit to a war, does that mean you support the war? Of course not. It simply means you're acknowledging reality. And the fact that people are making money off of the war doesn't mean the war didn't happen. The same is true with the disintegrating climate. So if you want to help in the effort to expose and halt climate engineering, again, do real research, get your facts straight, and understand that one of the primary purposes of climate engineering is to mask the severity of climate collapse until the last possible moment. It's important that people understand that narrative and understand the cool downs are engineered and don't propagate the exact narrative that the climate engineers and the power structure want the public to parrot, that there's no damage to the climate, or that the climate's not collapsing, or that it's cooling. These are all absurd narratives, exactly what the climate engineers want the public to parrot. Continuing on with headlines, this one from thebigwobble.com, quote, heat kills more people than floods, hurricanes, and earthquakes, and lightning combined. Warning as Phoenix temps hit 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Now again, after the hottest May on record, the climate engineers are going to orchestrate a big weather whiplash cool down for the Pacific Northwest by pumping in some moisture, as I outlined earlier, and utilizing patented processes of chemical ice nucleation, i.e. these are ice nucleating materials that are sprayed into the cloud moisture with geoengineering jet aircraft. Here's the headline. Colder air and snow and severe weather to punch at northwestern U.S. Western Canada this weekend. From this report, while this storm is not nearly as intense as some storms during the winter, it has the potential to catch outdoor interest by surprise over the mountains with a rapid change to colder and snowy conditions. Hikers not prepared for the rapidly changing weather conditions may be at risk for getting lost and developing hypothermia. That's exactly the kind of headlines the climate engineers want. So we go from record heat to a sudden weather whiplash cool down. This is not a natural scenario. I've outlined this again and again and again with data, with maps, with charts, with documents at geoengineeringwatch.org. Search engineered cooldowns, geoengineeringwatch.org, engineered cooldowns. Do some real research. Continuing on, from the watchers.news, baseball-sized hail hits North Texas, damaging 20,000 structures and 25,000 cars. Chemical ice nucleation for weather modification starts the ice nucleating process at much higher than normal temperatures. It builds on that nucleated element, and thus we have now massive hail stones happening everywhere. Have covered this at geoengineeringwatch.org again and again also. Search geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineering hailstorms. Search the subject you want, and you'll find articles on our site about these issues that you can learn more. That what is happening on so many fronts is anything but natural. Another headline from multiple sources. Clear sky flooding worsens across U.S. as sea level rise accelerates, report says. U.S. coastal areas flooded more than ever in the past year due to sea level rise and storms. Report continues. Inundation of coastal areas due to rising seas occurred more frequently in the past year than ever before, says a report issued by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration on Wednesday. Why are they admitting to this? Because they can't hide it any longer. And those who correctly state that we can't trust official agencies, that's true. Certainly true, as I've announced with our legal efforts that are ongoing, by the way. And by the way, we just got more documents from NOAA because of our lawsuit against the Department of Commerce, forcing NOAA to release some of the information requested in our Freedom of Information Act requests. But consider that although these agencies are lying, they are lying in the opposite direction of what most people want to believe. The situation on the ground is exponentially worse than what is being admitted. And we don't need them to tell us this. We can see with our own eyes from film footage from the front lines, people wading through streets in clear skies. Why does that happen? Is it because the land is sinking, as some people would have us believe? No, the land isn't sinking all over the globe. What an absurd notion. Sea levels are rising. How can they not rise when we have film footage of ice disintegrating around the globe, which anybody can see if they watch the film Chasing Ice, available online, anybody who truly chooses to investigate? How can sea levels not rise? And climate engineering, again, the desperate attempt to cover this up, and this is one of the reasons, because once the population realizes that all coastal property is done, it's done, it's on borrowed time already, the whole paradigm begins to shift, and that's happening now. Continuing from the UK Guardian, sea, ice, snow, it's all changing. Inuit culture struggles with warming world. From that report, if you look at the rate of warming from the 1980s to 2015, this is one of the fastest warming places in the world, i.e. the Arctic. It's quite concerning for the people of a former trading post in the Arctic, that is the southernmost Inuit community in Canada. The vanishing ice and increasingly unpredictable seasons means that they're being forced to adapt in ways they never have known before. All over the globe, it's happening. One more headline to consider on the same subject. Indigenous Canadians face a crisis as climate change eats away their island home. This is frontline, filmed, photographed fact. Don't have to believe anybody. Simply have to investigate and believe your own eyes. That's all. Another headline. From multiple sources, study warns of alarming decline in Australian fish. To be clear, fish populations are crashing all over the globe, as are insect populations, as are wildlife populations as a whole. The biosphere is collapsing. No habitat, no humans. The equation is not hard to comprehend. Continuing with another headline from multiple sources, eerie silence falls on Shetland cliffs as catastrophic drop in the numbers of wildlife, birds, terns, kittiwakes, and puffins accelerates. Sandberg Head, that's the name of this cliff location, lies at the southern tip of the mainland of Shetland. This dramatic 100-meter-high rocky spur crowned with a lighthouse built by Robert Louis Stevenson's grandfather has a reputation for being one of the biggest and most accessible seabird colonies in Britain. Thousands of puffins, and keep in mind with a report like this, this is simply the canary in the coal mine, and there's hundreds of canaries all over the globe in the coal mine right now as ecosystems are collapsing everywhere. This is just one example. Puffins, guillemots, razorbills, kittiwakes, and fulmars gather there every spring to breed, covering almost every square inch of the rock or grass with teeming, screeching birds and their young, or at least they used to. For this year, Sandberg Head is quiet and largely deserted. Where seabirds once swooped and cried in the thousands, tens of thousands, only a handful of birds wheel around the cliffs. The silence is uncanny. The result of a crash in seabird numbers that has been in progress for several years, but which has now reached an unprecedented catastrophic low. One of the nation's most important conservation centers has been denuded of its wildlife. A victim, according to scientists, of climate change. No mention of climate engineering. I'll get to that in a moment. Which has disrupted food chains in the North Sea and North Atlantic and left many seabirds without a source of sustenance. The result has been an apocalyptic drop in numbers of Arctic terns, kittiwakes, and many other birds. The cause of these devastating declines are many, according to the scientists, though most agree that the disappearance of food sources is the main reason. The article goes on to put the majority of blame again on global warming, which they then connect to a crash in plankton populations, which in turn causes the collapse of forager fish, which the birds feed on. But what is being completely omitted from this equation? Of course, climate engineering. Climate engineering that has altered upper-level wind currents, as I stated earlier in this broadcast, which in turn alters ocean currents, which in turn changes where there's upwelling in currents, where plankton thrive and exist, and climate engineering, which is destroying the ozone layer, which is allowing intense UV radiation to fry the plankton, mathematically the single greatest source of plankton decline. And there are countless sources, so that's saying a lot. Because many people take this, they take things I say and turn them out of context to try to paint the picture that climate engineering is our only problem. Absolutely untrue. The human race has been horrific stewards of planet Earth. Where would one start? We have decimated this planet from top to bottom and in countless forms. Climate engineering is simply the greatest single example of human insanity and human hubris. Moving on, let's consider this headline from ABC News. Continuing with climate engineering. Here's the headline. Geoengineering, the quick and potentially catastrophic fix for climate change. Finally, some truth beginning to trickle out. From this report, proposals for geoengineering projects sound like something out of science fiction. For anybody who apparently can't look up and see it going on already. Continuing from the report, pumping aerosols into the atmosphere to make clouds more reflective. Jets spraying aerosols, primary form of climate engineering, geoengineering. Report continues, for example, or, and listen carefully, and connect this with the previous story I just gave on the declining fish stocks and food supplies for aquatic life, or fertilizing oceans with iron to promote the growth of plankton and algae so they consume more carbon dioxide. Let me finish and I'll connect this dot. Proponents of geoengineering, like Cambridge University's Hugh Hunt, find him, send him a message if you want him to know what you think about his omission of the truth here, tell us that geoengineering could mitigate the worst aspects of climate change and provide time to look for permanent solutions. The Cambridge University representative went on to say this, quote, geoengineering will buy us some time until we get this sorted out. Final statement from him, then I'll connect this dot. Referring to geoengineering, Cambridge University's Dr. Hunt also stated this, quote, it's like the Voldemort of climate change, referring to the Harry Potter story. It shall not be mentioned. Yes, Dr. Hunt, don't mention or admit to the ongoing geoengineering elephant in the sky. And that is in fact the case, isn't it? You're not admitting to it like the rest of academia. Academia's silence and denial of the climate engineering atrocities is nothing less than a criminal betrayal of the human race and the entire web of life. The loss of blue skies continues, the hazy, dirty, industrial-looking haze, often with grid patterns of geoengineered jet aircraft aerosol spraying, and the majority don't notice. It seems the sky could be on fire, and the majority would not take note. Before moving on to the next headline, though, let's again consider the statement from the report I just covered. Pumping aerosols into the upper atmosphere to make clouds more reflective, for example, or, listen to this, fertilizing oceans with iron to promote the growth of plankton and algae so they consume more carbon dioxide. But let's ask ourselves this, at what overall cost does this carbon uptake come? Consider these several headlines. This is on top of the omitted geoengineering elephant in the room, shredding ozone, creating intense UV, frying the plankton. Now we're creating dead zones in the ocean by ocean iron fertilization, another form of geoengineering, and it appears the SRM operations, solar radiation management operations, the spraying of aerosols into the atmosphere by jet aircraft over the oceans, those materials are also used for ocean iron fertilization. They settle to the surface of the ocean. These are toxic elements like iron oxide, basically industrial waste, that fuels an algae bloom that then, although it absorbs some carbon from the atmosphere and helps to hide the severity of carbon buildup, it kills those sections of oceans, creating hypoxic and anoxic zones, low and no oxygen zones. And that's what's killing marine life the fastest, killing the food chain the fastest. And those who blame everything on Fukushima or some other event, not that those events aren't serious, but you're overlooking the bigger issues. Headlines relating to ocean iron fertilization, which is touted here by this so-called scientist, Dr. Hunt, as being a quote-unquote mitigation or cure. Here's the headlines. Toxic algae blooms are on the rise. This is from Scientific American. Another headline. Climate change is making algae blooms worse. That's from Nature News. Another headline. A growing epidemic of toxic algae blooms. GreatLakesNews.now. Another headline. Toxins from algae increasingly threaten city water supplies. Another headline. Across the U.S., toxic algae blooms threaten lakes and other waterways. The climate engineers do not care about the consequences. If they can hide something like an atmospheric carbon buildup to help them convince the population to keep business as usual for longer, that's what they will do. And if they are spraying these elements over the oceans, they blow in over fresh waters as well and likely fuel the same type of algae blooms in addition to warming waters, which we know we have, which create more algae blooms, and in addition to the toxic runoff from all sorts of operations, chemicals, nitrates, that are also fueling these algae blooms. And they are killing aquatic ecosystems, marine ecosystems, and terrestrial ecosystems. Killing it everywhere. Climate engineering. So many roads lead back to climate engineering as a core causal factor of biosphere and climate collapse, helping to fuel that collapse. Not an only cause. Please don't go there. We must include all forms of anthropogenic activity. We are decimating the planet. But climate engineering, exposing it and halting it, single greatest leap we could take in the right direction. Continuing, from the South China Morning Post, this new headline report. Could this new Chinese radar system really be used to play God with the weather? China is building a geoengineering system in the South China Sea that can knock out communication systems, but scientists believe it could have a more alarming use, such as causing natural disasters like hurricanes. How many times have we been over that? The steering and manipulation of hurricanes. It's absolutely going on. We have documented this at geoengineeringwatch.org. We've captured the radio frequency transmission manipulation, like this article speaks about, which were manipulating hurricanes like Harvey, like Irma. Search our site, look at this data, decide for yourself. The report continues, the system, which sounds like something out of a science fiction book, uses pulsed energy beams to manipulate electrically charged particles high in the atmosphere, i.e. the ionosphere. I just spoke about this earlier in this broadcast. It has civilian and military applications and could challenge U.S. dominance in both spheres. The U.S. creating a global weather warfare tug of war. That's what's happening. And we will all pay the price if this tug of war is allowed to continue for much longer. This is a lethal reality. On that note, this new headline report from InsideClimateNews.com. Hurricane season 2018, experts warn of superstorms, call for new Category 6 storms. A spate of record-breaking storms has spurred a call for expanding the hurricane scale for better warnings that could save lives, as if that's what the power structure cares about. Think again. Continuing from the report, as 2018 Atlantic hurricane season begins, scientists are worried that the U.S. coastal communities could face more superstorms with winds, storm surges, and rainfall so intense that current warning categories don't fully capture the threat. Now, remember, after a 12-year U.S. major hurricane landfall drought, suddenly we were slaughtered with hurricanes. That's because the agenda of the power structure is being moved up. They need to mire the population in difficulty to keep them busy and distracted. This is not an accident. These storms can and are being manipulated. We have 70 years of documented hurricane manipulation experimentation for any that choose to investigate the issue and not follow blindly the mainstream media denial of these realities. Think for yourself. That's why you have a sense of reason. Investigate for yourself. On the subject of hurricanes, one more story. Let's pause for a moment to consider this absurd headline published at a site called Patheos.com. Christian prophet, liberals will create hurricanes to suppress pro-Trump voters. Again, this report is beyond absurd, but follow me through with this. Self-proclaimed Christian, quote, prophet Mark Taylor believes that Donald Trump will unveil the cures for cancer and Alzheimer's in his second term. Taylor claimed over the weekend that liberals would, quote, create hurricanes before the midterm elections just to suppress the vote among Trump supporters. Follow me through again. Those cyclones can and are being manipulated and have been for over 70 years, as Project Sirius from 1947 proves. The rest of the statements from this self-proclaimed Christian, quote, prophet are beyond absurd, beyond rational comprehension. Any occupant of the White House is part of the power structure cancer in one form or another. Trump, Obama, Clinton, Bush, it makes no difference. This also, of course, applies to the divide and conquer facade of liberal, conservative, left, right, Democrat, Republican, false paradigm of idiocy. So, to be clear, this so-called Christian prophet would have us believe that the current occupant of the White House will magically deliver a cure for cancer and Alzheimer's, while at the very same time supporting every single environmentally devastating industry that are the core causes of the very problems mentioned, including climate engineering, which the Trump administration, like Obama, like Clinton, like Bush, like the rest, all supported. And on the same subject of climate engineering, this so-called prophet ridiculously claims the, quote, liberals have control of climate engineering and will use hurricanes to, quote, suppress the vote amongst Trump supporters. Just another day in the asylum. Yes, weather warfare is all too real, but any who believe the current administration is not a part of the power structure cancer is sadly mistaken. Just like Obama, Clinton's, Bush's, and the rest. A part of the power structure cancer. Don't let the orchestrated theater distract you from that fact. Moving on to the unfolding power structure desperation being fueled by biosphere collapse. From Reuters, U.S. pushes NATO to ready more forces to deter Russian threat. The United States is pressing European allies to get more NATO battalions, ships, planes ready for combat, officials say in a fresh move to shore up NATO's deterrence against Russian attack. It's not about freedom and democracy. It's about resources. This headline from PressTV.com. Israel takes part in major NATO drills near Russia for first time. Israel, for the first time, will take part in U.S. NATO-led military exercises that kicked off in the alliance's eastern flank of Russia amid tensions between Moscow and Tel Aviv over Syria. Follow me through with this. Israel's participation in the NATO drills comes after Tel Aviv hit military positions in Syria, sparking condemnation from Russia and the world. Israel has frequently attacked military targets inside Syria in what is widely viewed as an attempt to prop up the terrorist groups like ISIS. I've covered that in previous broadcasts that have been suffering heavy defeats at the hands of the Syrian soldiers. There's been a spike in Israel attacks since the collapse last year of the ISIS terror group, something that significantly demoralized all other terrorist groups operating against Damascus, Israel propping them up. Israel has also been providing weapons to militants like ISIS, as well as medical treatment to ISIS soldiers. For those who still mistakenly think there's any difference between power structure puppets like Trump or Obama, listen very carefully to the following 3-minute video that is a direct comparison of the power structure propaganda narrative being parroted by Trump and Obama that was used to demonize Syria and thus to try and galvanize popular support for U.S. and Israeli military aggression in Syria, which of course was not about human rights, but rather about plundering resources to fuel the military-industrial complex. My thanks to Blackstone Intelligence Network for compiling this information. Please listen closely.
My fellow Americans, on August 21st, on Tuesday, when Assad's government gassed to death over 1,000 people, Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad launched a horrible chemical weapons attack on innocent civilians,
including hundreds of children.
Assad choked out the lives of helpless men, women, and children.
The images from this massacre are sickening.
It was a slow and brutal death for so many. Even beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack.
Men, women, children lying in rows killed by poison gas, others foaming at the mouth, gasping for breath. A father clutching his dead children, imploring them to get up and walk.
No child of God should ever suffer such horror.
I determined that it is in the national security interests of the United States.
It is in this vital national security interest of the United States
to respond to the Assad regime's use of chemical weapons through a targeted military strike.
Tonight I ordered a targeted military strike
to deter Assad from using chemical weapons,
to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons.
No one disputes that chemical weapons were used in Syria.
There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons.
The Assad regime has now admitted that it has these weapons, and even said they joined the Chemical Weapons Convention, which prohibits their use.
Violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention.
That's what makes America different. That's what makes us exceptional. With humility, but with resolve, let us never lose sight of that essential truth.
And we hope that as long as America stands for justice, then peace and harmony will, in the end, prevail.
Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Good night. And God bless America and the entire world. Thank you.
Obama and Trump reading from the exact same script. Can anyone say with a straight face that there is any fundamental difference between the power structure puppets who occupy the White House? There is no difference. An update on the continuing slaughter of civilians in Gaza. There is no end in sight. Please search online for the new documentary film titled Killing Gaza. And though the U.S. mainstream media will attempt to discredit this very important documentary, those with the courage to face the truth will view it and weigh the facts for themselves. Moving on to another important new report that should be, must be investigated. Here's the title of the report, The Trump and Israel Conspiracy. This is from Chuck Baldwin, important author, stated in his report. On January 11th of this year, I wrote a column entitled Collusion with Russia Was Never the Crime. Not denying that. All theater, as I've stated over and over again as well. In the column, Chuck writes this. All of the hoopla over non-existent collusion between Donald Trump and Russia is nothing but political theater. We've said that at GeoengineeringWatch.org repeatedly. Continuing from this report, the real crime has been completely covered up by the American media, including the so-called conservative media. In fact, media and the political pundits will always cover up virtually any crime committed by this culprit, and they have been doing so since the culprit came into existence. The real story, of course, is the cover-up of Trump's collusion, not with Russia, but with Israel. That is only an excerpt from the report. Anybody with the courage to investigate the facts, which Mr. Baldwin has documented very well in this piece, titled again, The Trump and Israel Conspiracy. If you're not afraid of frontline verifiable facts, wherever they lead, investigate this, investigate the facts behind it. Where are we going with this? Again, biosphere collapse, power structure desperation, who is really wielding the levers of power, where those power structures are centered and located, all roads lead back to the central bankers. They control militaries, thus they control countries. On that note, consider this recent headline. Congress wants to give Trump a bipartisan blank check for declaring war. This headline was covered from multiple sources from this report. This bill would grant the power to the chief executive to unilaterally start new conflicts. Over and over and over, I've tried to connect the very simple, straightforward factors in this equation. As the biosphere collapses, as the quest for remaining resources becomes more desperate, that desperation will manifest itself in the actions of the power structure. We see that from the control of the flow of information to the increasing aggressiveness toward those countries that still retain the most natural resources, and the propaganda that's used to galvanize the public in the quest for those resources under completely false paradigms of freedom and democracy. That's not the case. To be clear, as I'm running out of time in this broadcast, biosphere collapse is not coming. It's here and unfolding by the day. Total power structure desperation and the push for global conflict as a final option is not just coming. It's also unfolding by the day. What can we do? A great deal, but only if we face reality head on. Only if we reprioritize our time, efforts, and energy. Only if we get up off the bench and join the effort to sound the alarm and alter the current course. Those in power are not gods. We must always remember that fact. They have their power because, and only because, legions of order followers have provided it for them. This paradigm must end. All of us, each of us, holds the power to help change the equation. But putting that power to use is a personal act of free will. How can you help? Share credible data from a credible source. Check the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for more activist suggestions on how you can help. Make your voice heard. Make every day count. Help us to turn the tide. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.